Hello, it's DJ P's Rock Vinyl, back with you for another episode. And this week, we continue with our Genesis album journey. Yes, for those of you who haven't listened to me before, I have played tracks from all the Genesis albums right the way up to the last show, where I played Wind and Wuthering, and followed by the Spot the Pigeon EP. So you can listen to episodes about each album up to this point in Genesis. And we've reached the next album, which, after Steve Hackett left, was named And Then There Were Three. Now, this is a very special album to me, and I'll tell you why. The year was 1978. The album was released in March of that year, and it's the same year that I left school. Yep. The previous few years, I've been getting into this sort of rock scene, and prog rock scene, but I haven't really fully got into Genesis. And for me, this was my real introduction to Genesis. It was the first album that I bought, and I think it's one of their best. Okay, I'm sure you can argue with me, but I do love it, and I always come back to it. I had it on cassette, and I played it, and played it, and played it. I love every track on the album. And we're going to start with a superb opener. Here it is. Written by all three of the remaining members of Genesis, it is Down and Out.
Stand tall, see them falling. No.
Genesis there with Down and Out, and what an outro at the end of that track, isn't it? Brilliant keyboards, and I think some of the drumming on that track is some of Phil Collins' finest drumming. I really do. Great track. Apparently it's about American record labels who drop artists when they're no longer in fashion, and the lyrics are from the artists' view and the verses are from the label's view, so that's a different way of listening to it. So that opens up my And Then There Were Three episode. And what's the second track I'm going to select? Well, let me tell you this, the first track I ever bought from Genesis was one of the singles of this album. The first single, Follow You, Follow Me, which has that brilliant Mike Rutherford guitar at the start. Anyway, it hooked me in, and on the B-side was this track. It's Ballad of Big. And this just blew my mind in a way. It's a great track. Very much should have about, I don't know, cowboys really, but it really attracted me because my dad loved cowboy films, and to actually hear like a rock and a progressive rock group play a song about cowboys was very unusual. I think it's unusual to this day probably. Now, you may or may not know that the introduction of this contains a wobbly guitar effect created by Mike Rutherford, whereby he rubbed his guitar strings with pieces of metal, giving it a slightly Eastern strain. And the end of the track has Banks dueling with himself between his Yamaha electric piano and his Roland guitar synthesizer. But just listen to some of the lyrics in this. I think they're great. From Genesis. Oh yes, some say they've seen him. Well, What a great track. And what about that all-star Indian tribe? I love it. Just makes me think of all those old cowboy films. And some great keyboards again at the end there from Tony. And I think I'm going to dedicate that one to my dad. Unfortunately, he passed away 4 years after this album came out. And I do play, and it does make me think of him. So thank you, Genesis, for that. So we come on to my next track, and it's one of the longer tracks on the album, and it's Burning Rope. I love the lyrics in this song, and I just love the whole arrangement. I think it's brilliant. It really got me properly, I think, into this element of Genesis. The longer songs, more complex, interesting lyrics. And this was written, of course, by Tony Banks. And he decided to shorten the track rather than stretch it out because he didn't want to repeat himself. And he thought it would draw comparisons to one for the Vine from the previous album. Now, Mike Rutherford had to step up to the mark here for this lead guitar solo. And he found it was a bit of a challenge to produce after Steve Hackett had gone. But he was pleased with the final result and called it the best he did for the album. And I must say, I totally agree. I absolutely love this guitar solo, and it really hooked me into Genesis. At this stage, I didn't know that Steve Hackett had been in the band. And I just thought it was wonderful. I still think it's great now. I think it's one of the best guitar solos in Genesis repertoire. So here we have it. Burning Rope. Seem to pass on through.
seduced you, and finally loosed you.
Burning Rope there from Genesis, and what a epic track, and goes through all sorts of emotions for me. Great lyrics. I mean, the warming sun, the cooling rain, the lightning bolt that frees the sky for you, that only eagles seem to pass on through. I love it. Absolutely superb. Genesis. And so we come to my final pick from And Then There Were Three. And this is very much a story song. And I was, and still am, into all sorts of like ghost and horror stories and stuff like that. And this track, I think, appealed to me because of that. It's The Lady Lies, of course. and it tells his story. And there might even be a witch in this story. Let's see, shall we, as we listen to The Lady Lies.
Ooh, the man steps out in the moonlight at the sound of a scream from below. He thinks he is a warrior, so he picks up his sword and goes. From the mouth of the monster, he rescues the maiden fair. But we know she's a demon, come to lure him to the demon's lair. Through restless foliage and tall trees he leads to a house in a clearing, a place to her fear she calls home. I feel dark and I live all alone. I'll give you wine and food too, and something special after if you like. And though his body bids him to enter in with her, there was something in her manner that his mind could not ignore. Also, it is whispered in the kingdom far and wide to beware a little cottage in the forest in a glade. For who knows what magic takes place in his world, so he just thanks her kindly for daring to go on his way. I feel the dark and I live all alone. I'll give you one or two, something special after if you like. Come to my garden, taste the fruits and the spices of love.
something special after it.
Great story there from Genesis on The Lady Lies. And what instrumental break in that song. Absolutely great stuff there. And what about Phil Collins' voice when he's like switching between being the narrator and then actually the protagonist, and reaching quite a high notes as a female in this song. And you know, I'll give you one and food too, and something special after if you like. But his voice was just superb for that track, absolutely spot on. And I think, you know, this is why this album, I mean, it was my first Genesis album, and therefore it does hold a special place for me, and it'll always be in my top Genesis albums, you know. I know, you know, we always do our top 10 albums or best to last or whatever we do these days. But it'll always be up there for me somewhere. Reminds me of that time, you know, I just leaving school and I got into Genesis. Nothing could be better really, could it? And then, of course, I discovered the rest of Genesis. And I hope some of you out there have listened to some of my previous episodes and discovered Genesis, or some tracks you hadn't heard before, maybe. Or a little fact that you didn't know before. So, this is DJ P's Rock Vinyl, finishing off today. Keep listening to me. And any comments, DJ P's Rock Vinyl on Twitter. Say hello. Bye for now.